630 Chad, this morning podcast with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre.
If you thought, you know, being in a reality competition with like Gordon Ramsay was tough, you should try this competition where a bunch of locals are going to in Germany. They have to prepare, a three-course meal, a 120 three-course meals, and they've only got 5 hours. Tick tock, tick tock. This is the Culinary Olympics. This is a big deal.
Going on in Stuttgart, Germany, and we have the captain of Nate's first all-woman student team that's heading to the Olympics, the Culinary Olympics. And this is coming up right at the end of the month. So Crystal Higgins is the culinary team captain joining us this morning in studio. How you doing?
I'm great. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Wired up and you buzzed and you wound and excited and
yes,
jacked.
Yes, 100%. Yes, we are so stoked.
So tell us about the IKA Culinary Olympics.
Okay, so it's the biggest, pretty much, culinary competition you can really compete in. There's multiple levels of competition from community catering, which what we are in.
So community catering?
Community catering is a category that we're in. It's 22 teams. We are the only Canadian team in the category. We're also the only student team in the category.
Wow.
So the rest of the teams are all professionals. It's what they do every day. It's their living. It's how they survive.
So how does this team get into that competition?
We registered to be in it. Yeah.
And so you have to, you'd have to put out your resume, I guess. Is that how it works out? Or how do you get in?
I've been in it 5 or 6 times already.
Okay.
And you just submit an application, you pay some dues, and you go about your business, and you get all of your list of things you can and cannot do. And like I said, there are multiple different categories. Like there's one where it's the same people have 5 hours, but they're cooking a 4-course meal for 12 people, and it's very intricate and it's very precise and all of that sort of thing. So yes, ours is a community catering where people literally grab a tray and they come through our line, and here's your salad, and here's your entree, and here's your dessert, and they have choices of so we have to do 4 different vegetables, so that's what everybody gets.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a choice of 2 different starches, 2 different proteins. One is a vegetarian protein, and then because Alberta Chicken is one of our sponsors, we've done a chicken roulade as our meat protein. And then, 2 different sauces, and then they get their dessert. At the beginning of it, we have a bowl that is composed of 9 different components, and it has to have all these different things, certain nutritional value as well, such as like how many carbohydrates, protein. Mm. It has to have a pastry feel to it as well. So we've got this really nice, pretty wheel that we do. We make it into a nice little leaf. We kept our menu very Alberta Canadian based sort of feeling, so like maple syrup and and wild rice and cranberries and lentils and all of the things that sort of represent us, and so we're really proud of that. And it's 5 hours to cook, 1.5 hours to serve, and don't sweat it out. Yeah, it is pretty intense. Yeah.
How significant is it that it's an all-female team?
For Nate, it's the first time that that's ever happened. As for the history of IKA, I'm not totally sure on all of that, but we're proud of it. We stumbled upon it. We were even making team changes as of a couple months ago, so our junior team could have definitely had a couple guys in there, but it just worked out that it was all ladies. And
yeah, so it wasn't intentional. It wasn't, hey, let's go put in the first all. It's just that's who ended up
being on the team. That's how it all worked out, yeah. And that it was funny when
I liked that. I almost... And, at the risk of... I like that that's how it turned out.
Yeah.
Because the best of your group, it just happens to be all women.
Yeah, and we're a bunch of really kick-butt chicks, Like, we really rock it. We have an incredible work ethic, determination, and love. We love it. We love food. We want to feed you guys. We want to feed you really good food. So,
did you want to practice, say, tomorrow or something like that?
we have our last practice coming up at Ernest this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
and so people can go and visit?
We're actually
eat what
sold
you're gonna
out.
Surf? Oh, you're sold out. Oh, so people will be, but there's no tickets available.
Yes, so we've been doing that since November, where we've had people come into Ernest. We started off really small with 50, moved up to 75, and I think this is now our third practice where we're doing the full 120, which we will be doing in Germany. So
you have a clock and
100%.
Your meal has to be on time. You're late.
Are you
disqualified, or are you getting points taken off?
Points taken off, 100%. We've even gotten to the point where we're at school for 4 a.m. because when we're in Germany, we'll be in the kitchen for 5 a.m.
Yeah, so you're basically doing the time change early.
100%.
That's super smart.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been, like, we have amazing coaches, and they've put together quite the training program, and we feel very blessed and fortunate to be able to participate in all of this. I mean, at the end of the day, it is really neat that we're all girls, but we are cooks, mm-hmm. right? And so we do celebrate the female aspect of it all, but we also are just, like, human beings that just want to go and rock it.
And you're going to get judged. So what 100%. Do you get judged? You talked about some of the things you need, the requirements that are there, but mm-hmm. what do you get judged on?
So, the food is a big part of it, and taste and overall appearance and everything, but we also get lots of points for sanitization, cleanliness, keeping your workspace clean, making sure you're wrapping everything, keeping everything in the proper order in the coolers and the fridge. They actually come in before we start cooking, and they check all of our prep to make sure that it's within standards, and they have to taste all our sauces to make sure we haven't seasoned, because we do have a pretty big scope of what we're allowed to bring in already prepared because we are cooking for 120 people in 5 hours. So there's just us three cooks and one baker, and we're the only one that's allowed to actually touch the food. Our front of house and dishwasher are not allowed to participate in any of that. So it really is just on us three cooks and baker. And the baker, she's great. She's in her own world doing her own thing, right? So, yeah.
It totally sounds like you get marked for technical merit and artistic impression.
100%.
Like, if you want to compare it to other Olympic sports, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that's exactly what it
100%.
Is.
100%. And they're in the kitchen. The judges are right there with you, making sure you're following safe practices, and, like, they'll be right beside. We got really lucky. Our last practice, we had the Culinary Federation national president come and do kind of like a mock competition, mm-hmm. where he was in there and he was picking apart and gave us some really good critiques. But really, it's a pressure test.
And it's subjective.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pressure test.
You guys are volunteers. You're putting in hundreds of hours mm-hmm. of your own time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this has been going on since for about a year and a half. We started with, like, the actual application process, where you had to write, like, an essay and fill it out. And there was multiple interviews from there. I think we were 50 of us, mm-hmm. and we were broken out into teams to do skills assessments. And then from that, we developed menus, and it just started to kind of
dwindle
down.
But Nate's paying for the food, right? Because that's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Everything's covered for us. Us ladies, we're pretty fortunate.
And what comprises a Nate team? Do you have to have graduated from Nate? Do you have to be at Nate in the you know, so, you know, where are you working? You're not at Nate right now, right?
No. So I graduated back in 2021. So you have, like, this 2-year gap of when they can kind of bring people in.
Okay.
So most of us have already graduated. Our junior team are still in there. My other cook is also taking the baking program, so she's still a student. And to be honest, most of us are more mature students as well too. So, yeah.
Well, Daryl and I both Nate grads, mm-hmm. so we're going to cheer you on. How can we find out how you did and how you're doing?
Everything will be posted on the IK website, but you can definitely follow Nate. We'll be taking tons of pictures, and Nate Culinary, they've asked us to kind of check in every day, and so you'll be able to follow us there, and I'm sure we'll have some fun videos and pictures up just through the Nate Culinary.
Are you confident, or are you keeping your eye on other countries?
It's really funny. We were able to kind of have a meeting with an Olympic athlete. Our coach was able to bring in the lady that first won the gold medal in cycling. She's a good friend of his.
Marianne Munzer?
Yes, there you go. There you go.
She's awesome.
Amazing. And she asked us to ask some questions beforehand. And one of the things was, like, what do you want to achieve with your team? And I had just wrote, like, that we all come together and that we win gold. And that's really, like, that's really where we want to end up. Obviously, we've won the gold because we get to go. We get to go and do this, and so we're already there. We got it, but we feel really good. We really know our menu. We've done it 100 times. It really is just going to be how we do with the pressure.
Pressure test.
And we're such chill ladies. Like, they've always taught us to be a duck, where you're floating on top and your feet are going easy underneath the water. And I really feel that we've accomplished that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The captain of Team Duck.
There you go.
You know, the oop picks are going to have a problem with this, by the way, from Nate. But,
a little bit, yeah.
Good luck. All
thank
the best.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're a great team captain,
well,
too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're excited. Thanks for having us.
Crystal Higgins, captain of the Nate culinary team, and the competition, the IKA Culinary Olympics, happening later this month. And we wish you all the best and good luck, and bring home the gold for Nate.
Yes, yes, thank you.
It is 6:46.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.